are you guys? I'm
North it's Kentucky. Yeah, you can pick it up on wrjbradio.com and click on what's that, Froggy?
Yeah.
Catfish.
Catfish. Click on Catfish. All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, listeners. Today we have a very special guest with us. Joining us for the first time, Cody Lane, we'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program.
Hello.
All right, that's wonderful. So today, Cody, as you're joining us for the first time, would you help us to acquaint ourselves with you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Peter. My name is Cody Lane, like you said, and I got my degree in immunology, science of the body, essentially, and the way the immune system works.
Mm-hmm.
And work for Lubricin, which is a joint product developed by Hallstrom. We're basically a nutraceutical company. And I'm the product manager for them.
Okay, great, great. So you're dealing with the joints of the
yep.
body, huh?
Yep. That's our main thing is joint science, specifically the hyaluronic acid that composes the synovial fluid.
Okay, from your perspectives, what do you say is the problem with joints today?
Well, you know, there's really not a problem with joints in particular, but naturally with age, exercising, mm-hmm. training, mm-hmm. Any kind of weight gain, that will break the synovial fluid down, mm-hmm. so it's not as viscous, and mm-hmm. that's when we start having problems, and we start seeing and feeling joint pain, which is clinically detected as some sort of arthritis.
Mm-hmm. So would all the different forms of, well, rheumatoid, osteoarthritis in particular, are we thinking about those particular arthritis?
Yeah, so Lubricin is United States patented for osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. So any of those breakdowns, especially with the HA, we abbreviate hyaluronic acid as HA.
Yeah.
That's what we're targeting, and specifically, we're either trying to prevent the breakdown, which is always, better, especially in the form of science in our body, 411, not 911, right? So
mm-hmm.
if we're able to prevent the breakdown, then we won't have issues with arthritis. But I would have to say 90% of our business is in restoring that HA within that synovial fluid so we can build it back up in the joint.
When we think about osteoarthritis, we want to think about calcification taking place. We're not only dealing with calcification, we're also dealing with the loss of the fluids?
Right, exactly. So any time that you are compromising the body in any way to break down that fluid, that's when you start having other issues with spurs, bones, and any kind of pain or discomfort. You know, one of the first things that truly happens within that joint is the synovial fluid breakdown. So it's the first thing that we really need to try to address and fix before we go on to anything else.
Oh, okay, so it's not the calcification and so on that occur first. The first thing is the compromise in the joint fluid.
Correct. So there's synergies there.
Mm-hmm.
So with those synergies, that's when you have other things that start to compromise or other calcification builds up,
mm-hmm.
build-ups. And so if we can address those issues preventatively, then we're going to have a lot higher success rate. Now, of course, there are things that are genetic.
Yeah.
Well, everybody is built differently through our genes, and so some people will have more likely of a chance to build up those calcifications, those spurs in the joint than other people.
So, where would we find this joint fluid besides in the knees and so on? Where else?
Well, yeah, that's a great question and something I love talking about. So basically, if you just look down at your hand, move your hand, every joint that you have in your hand, all of your and in your feet as well, you move your toes, all those carpals, metacarpals, have a joint pocket in there that contains a liquid substance called synovial fluid. Very viscous substance that, especially when you're younger. So that's the best way to look at it is you look at your hand, but then if you realize all your motions that you do within your elbows, your legs, your neck, all those places where there is a joint, there is synovial fluid within that joint. That's how we move. So when you wake up in the morning or you're doing an exercise and you're feeling that discomfort in that joint, there's a good chance that it is the synovial fluid that has been compromised now is producing secondary issues.
So, like sometimes person may hear like those cracking noise in the movement of some joints. May that be an indication that there is some compromise there in the joint fluid?
It could be, but we can't guarantee that.
Right.
A lot of times the cracking or that popping actually gases within the joint that are essentially exploding and make out that noise. The biggest indication that there's been synovial fluid compromised in your joint is just the sheer fact of a consistent everyday soreness or inability to move the way you used to move, whether that's your hands, your knee, your elbow, anything like that is consistently there every day or flares up more when you're being active, that's your best indication that you have some type of synovial fluid breakdown.
So, now, typically, the fluid there is normally built by the body.
Absolutely, yes.
What would a person need to be doing to encourage the build-up of this joint fluid?
Well, the best thing to do is just maintain, health, health program. And anybody's daily activities is the best thing you can possibly do. A well-balanced meal, those are all great things to have. Be active is also a great thing. You don't have to go out and run a 5K marathon, but being active is very important. And like I said before, maintaining a good body weight is also very important for your structure and your frame. Not being overweight is a really good thing to watch so that you don't break the synovial fluid down.
Okay.
Some people can help that, some other people can't. That
right.
is one thing to definitely take into consideration when you're trying to take care of your joint.
Why does it seem like the knee joints have more issue with the synovial fluid, are more commonly so than other joints in the body when the fluid is in all the joints of the body?
Well, I think it's pretty simple when we look at how we move as humans. You know, that's one of the joints that takes the most percussion when we're walking or running. That joint that takes a lot of that absorption of the shock.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, so besides exercising and just maintaining a good health. Now, some people have passed that stage, especially a lot of seniors now developing arthritis, lots of joint pains. Your company talks about the HA and produces HA. How does this, your product here, differs from other hyaluronic acid on the market?
Yeah, it does, quite significantly, actually. There's a vast array of different HAs out there, essentially. There's what's called low molecular weight, and then there's high molecular weight, and there's even mixed molecular weight.
Okay.
And our bodies need a specific molecular weight, and that's actually high molecular weight is what we have found, and what research studies have found to be the highest efficacy as far as creating a positive situation in our bodies to build the synovial fluid back up. So what we have and what our patent on is what's called high molecular weight hyaluronic acid. And basically, that size, a molecule, is considered 1 million Daltons, called Dalton. That's how we measure a molecule in molecular weight terms. And that needs to be 1 million Dalton and up.
Okay.
And if you go to a vast array of different retail stores, you will find hyaluronic acid there, which is good. It's becoming more mainstream because it didn't used to be that way. And the issue that we are seeing most often out there is that people are buying the wrong form of hyaluronic acid and the wrong weight. Numerous products out there that do not tell the customer what type of HA it is that they're buying.
Okay, and I know your particular HA comes in a liquid form. Now, I have talked with customers, and some of them have said to me, I was about to have knee replacement surgery, and I started on this hyaluronic acid, and they were able to put off the surgery and go back to work. Now that is a great testimonial there, and I see in print here on your brochure it says, quoting someone, "I was considering hip replacement. After 2 weeks on Lubricin HA, I threw my cane away and had no hip pain." Now that sounds like a miracle.
You know, Peter, the funny thing about that is that's probably our most common testimonial from people. And the reason for that is one very important thing that you touched on is how Lubricin is a liquid.
Yeah.
So we have found, and numerous other scientists out there have found, that HA in the hydrated liquid form has the highest rate of absorption. The most likely to work for the person. And the reason for that is because HA is mainly absorbed in the body, in the throat, in the back of the mouth, what we call the upper mucosal lining.
Okay.
And actually really has little to nothing to do with the lower GI tract from the stomach on down. A little bit of absorption that takes place in the stomach and slightly into the intestine, but most of it is broken down. So our absorption all takes place in the throat and the back of the mouth.
Wow. So it does make a difference being in the liquid versus a tablet or a capsule.
Absolutely. Because for the body to recognize it and for that absorption to take place, it has to take place in the throat and the mouth. So if you're taking a pill or capsule form, well, you're missing the main absorption site.
Wow.
And the issue then is you're taking a product that really isn't being absorbed the way it should be. And then you have the liquid side of it, the hydration.
Yeah.
But even if it is a hydrated and liquid form of HA, it has to be the right HA.
Right.
I can't take my house keys and go to your house, Peter, and think that I'm going to get in, right? HA works the same way. I can't go and buy an HA product and just think that my body's going to absorb it. Mm-hmm. It has to be the same HA, a lock and key type mechanism.
Wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about the dosage on the Lubricin HA. And
yes. So what we have found that works the best for the human is taking a tablespoon for the first week, which transcribes into 15 mLs as well, if you want to think about it as that measurement, and then to reduce down to a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons from then on. So your maintenance dose is what we call it, would be a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons. I have found more often than not people with issues with arthritis and osteoarthritis, it is best to take 2 teaspoons as a minimum. And for example, my wife's grandfather was a painter his entire life. For 40 years, up and down the ladders, on his knees, painting those tiny little junctions in houses. And 2 teaspoons, after 3 weeks, he wasn't noticing a difference. But on the tablespoon, he started taking, and it only took a couple days, I think it was 3 or 4 days, and then he started noticing an effect. So for a person like him, he's 76 now, he takes a tablespoon every day.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned about the absorption site, should the person try to keep it in their mouth or just put it in on the spoon, swallow it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the best way to do it. Just take it in a spoon and drink it on back. That's all you have to do. Now, we do have quite a few chiropractors out there that use this in their practice. And they will tell their customers just to keep it just a little bit towards the back of the mouth before they swallow it. That's fine. That's not a bad thing to do, just to make sure that you really get that absorption. But what we have found is that the absorption is the same. But you could do either one.
That's wonderful. Now, and of course it's taken that there is no side effect of taking even an increased dosage, or is there?
No, we have no side effects whatsoever. It's been given at 33 times the recommended dosage with no effects whatsoever in the mammalian host body. That includes us as humans. It is an all-natural product.
Okay.
So there is no things in ingredients in Lubricin that make it unnatural.
No, this product being so effective, just the idea of Lubricin or HA, why aren't physicians prescribing this here for arthritic sufferers and so on? I don't know if you can answer that.
I can't 100% answer it, but I can give you a pretty logical conclusion to it. And that's just because the science isn't as well known as we would have liked it to be. So when and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the way, you know, the world works.
Mm-hmm.
Most doctors, and whether you're a chiropractor or someone who specializes in joint surgery or interarticular joint injections, they don't know that we exist. They do know that powder capsule pill forms exist. They just haven't had that much success with those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're more unlikely to tell their patient to get on a product like that because they just are unaware and unsure of the absorption.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now we're looking at the joint issue. So as a person takes this fluid, will it aid in the repairing of the joint, or is there no chance of repair? We just got to keep supplying that fluid.
Yeah, that's a great question. And here's the thing. People come down with arthritis, or whether it's rheumatoid or osteoarthritis, because of the breakdown in the synovial fluid, particularly the hyaluronic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Once your body has broken and has broke that HA down, it is no longer able to replenish the HA to the effective amount, and that's why we get arthritis. So what we are doing, as our product Lubricin does, is we give you the HA back in your system that you are no longer able to produce.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if you're 75 or if you're 35, maybe even 25. We all see it at some point in our lives. It just depends on how we're made as humans, what we have subjected our bodies to.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to that point and it concerns the synovial fluid, that is the same across the board.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give you that HA. You have to take that HA back into the system every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll replenish the HA that you do not have in those particular joints. And it goes to any joint that is compromised. It goes throughout the entire system.
Mm-hmm.
So, cannot, a short answer to it instead of the long way I give you.
That's all right.
Gave you. I apologize about that.
That's okay.
That, yes, you have to take it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will not start increasing the effective rate of HA production just by taking it for, say, a month. You'll always need to supplement the body with it.
You know, sometimes people get afraid of that. I have to take this for the rest of my life. And yet still, the doctors may give them a medication or a dozen medication that they have to take for the rest of their life. And they never seem to question that. But in consideration of a natural product, I said, well, do I have to take this for the rest of my life? Well, the principle is that if the body is not producing it anymore, or not in effective amount, then if a person wants to get the benefit of that joint fluid, the lubrication there, then, you know, taking it for the rest of their life sounds like a good trade-off.
Oh, it absolutely is. And here's the other thing, Peter. There are no known side effects. This is an all-natural product. And really, if we take a step back and we look at things, we see our consumer demand really reaching for more all-natural remedies. And, you know, for some reason we went more, I would have to say, a step forward than a step back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went to more things that were built upon synthetics and made up into a laboratory. And we can use all-natural things. We've been using all-natural substances to help us out on a health basis for several millennia.
That's true.
And there's no reason why we can't go back there. We just use science in a very advanced form to give you the best all-natural remedy to help with the joint pain that you may have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when you take a step back, you're like, well, I'm going to have to take this for the rest of my life. It's something that is going to help your body every single day, and you won't have to worry about any toxic effects. There's not that list of 30 side effects.
Well, we sure appreciate you joining us, and I do know that your company also produces for pets and larger animal, horses to be specific.
Yes.
And so we're going to try to get you back so we can talk a little bit about the pets, talk about the horses. If it can help a horse, then surely it ought to be able to help humans.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's actually funny because that's how we ended up going into the human market. Our facility and laboratory is actually an FDA-approved human pharmaceutical laboratory. Mm-hmm. We actually start out as human grade, but we particularly went into thoroughbred horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started really using it on those elite equine athletes. And the veterinarian knew the similarities in HA from the horse to the human, because in any mammalian species, it's virtually the same.
Mm.
And those veterinarians were actually the ones that had a lot of interest in it, and the reason why we decided to make a human product.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Cody, and we will have you back. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate you having me on today.
Listeners, if you have further questions, if you would like to pick up a brochure, or should you want to experiment with the product, you may contact us at Better Living Natural Food Store, 731-279-0350, 731-279-0350. Thank you. Join us next week at the same time. Thanks very much, Cody.
Thank you, Peter. You have a great day.
All righty.
All right.
That was good.
It was interesting. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It is.